We were here as the dam was getting announced, and so we saw the whole devastation of the valley, basically. It really did take a hit, and a lot of the people that were here already left. The businesses suffered, places got run down. But the positive that came out of it, I suppose, is that the state government put up economic development opportunities, and we had to put a proposal to them, and if they could see that it would develop economic growth in the region, then we could secure a block of land to do a project on. So we came up with the concept of a rural supply store, because that was our background and we had to demonstrate that we had the skills. And when we got into it, though, down here, we realised there is quite high chemical use, and we don't believe in that. We don't believe that it's the future. We believe that we should be able to grow food without poison. When we can put a man on the moon and we can talk to someone on the other side of the world on a mobile phone, it's surely we can work out how to grow food that's healthy and delicious without poisons. So then we try to push our business down that track, but it is actually quite a challenge, because chemical sales are generally what props up businesses like ours, rural supply stores. So we had to do something very, very different so that we had a viable business. And so then the Kundanga Farm Store concept was born from that. And that's basically about trying to engage the end consumer, which is people who eat food, all of us. And so what we're doing now is trying to promote, help the local farmers who do want to grow their food without chemicals in a way that's profitable for them and also is creating delicious food. And then get them in contact with the people who want to eat that type of food and tell the stories. And we have our own farm as well, so we practice what we preach.
So this is the patch for all the veggies?
Yeah, sort of a commercial garden. But yeah, the local growers co-op run days up here on soils and how to do small crops. It's all done organically. There's no synthetic fertilisers used.
Amber, part of your business includes opening a cafe, and you've built a commercial kitchen area and a seating area outside where people can sit and enjoy the food and the view.
It's basically trying to create a full circle. So we help people grow the food and then we can actually showcase it. So it's in our best interest as a store to make sure that what our customers are growing is the best quality, it's affordable and it's nutrient dense, because then that makes whatever served in the cafe the best it can be. The other point of having a commercial kitchen there was actually to have a space where our growers who want to value add to their produce can do that. And that means that they can hopefully capture more of the retail dollar, whether they're using their seconds produce to make relishes, chutneys, to do jerky, whatever. It's then also something that we can help retail for them to add more value to their business.
And cutting down on waste too.
Absolutely, cutting down on waste. That's something we're very, very committed to doing. Because nearly half of what is grown actually doesn't make it to the stores. It actually gets thrown away.
Tim, tell me about some of the things you do out in the field.
Pretty much everything that's sold through the shop, we've tried somewhere on. We've got two properties. We don't feel it's good to stick things on the market unless they work. Because of the non-chemical product, so we do have customers in Western Queensland, and a lot of them are experienced organic farmers, and we benefit from that because we use their knowledge to trial things. But unless people see it working in their own area, they really say, oh, it can't work here, and that goes right to every level, from vets to advisors to DPI. I think a lot of them, people don't realise you can grow food organically in this area. So especially with the livestock side of it, I think we're now the biggest supplier of biochar for livestock use in Australia.
For people who don't know what biochar is?
Oh, just charcoal, agricultural charcoal that is crunched up and fed as a feed product to cattle. Most trials running in South Australia and Western Australia at the moment are showing a 17 to 22% increase in weight gains from feeding it in a ration, in paddock feeding, and it also reduces methane emissions by up to 40%. But if you say that to someone, they go, yes, it doesn't happen here. So we have to trial all those products.
Tim Scott, exclusion fencing is another thing that you've done on your property as a bit of a trial. How has that worked in terms of the wild dog problem?
We don't run a lot of sheep, but we were losing a third of them every year. And a lot of customers in Western Queensland really are doing just exclusion fencing rather than barb now on all their fencing for both roos and dogs. So we've done a trial here. We've had no incursions into that. You can see why. That's virtually a wall of wire that you're putting up. You spread your posts out with it though, so that we've got guys in Western Queensland doing 10 metre post spacing and 4 kilometre strains on this stuff.
That was what I was going to ask you. How cost effective is it?
Yeah, it really works out competitive with what a 4-barb fence is, purely on the spacing of your posts. So I wouldn't recommend the 10 metre thing, but every day of the week you'll do 6 metre spacing versus a barbed wire fence that, you know, is 4, 4.5, 5 metres. So depending on if you're using split posts or what type of posts you're using, your post cost is spread out over more metres, so it works out to be quite competitive with barb, surprisingly.
Okay, so what is this thing and how does it work?
This is a boss bag, which is a pretty simple designed thing that we've developed to control buffalo fly, which is, I think, costs the Australian beef industry nearly $100 million a year. It doesn't use any chemical. Instead, we use a diatomaceous earth. It's an on-label powder that's used in nearly all the flour you eat. It's got D in it. It's a weevil control product. Seems to work on any insect. And cattle rub themselves on that, and they self-medicate for buffalo fly. And with fly, you're trying to keep populations at less than 100 a side on the animals. The flies move around the body during the day. That's why buffalo fly tags work. So at some stage during the day, the theory is they'll make contact with that powder, and that's all they need to desecrate their exoskeleton and lead them to dehydrate and die. So it does work amazingly effectively. The ultimate way to sell stuff is to be able to have a few hundred acres around you that you can go, okay, let's walk out there and I'll show you it working, and then you can stop sort of saying that it doesn't.